Brood survey.
Good morning again, Commissioners and Secretary Hepler. This is the most exciting part of any commission meeting, and that's talk about pheasants, right?
Right.
Absolutely, our favorite topic.
I just looked in the headline right there.
Yeah, very good. So briefly, just want to get everybody up to speed on where things are at in regards to the pheasant brood survey that was conducted here at the beginning in August. We had sent you the report already so that you could see the numbers. And so obviously that has been released, and so now we're getting those communications from the public and questions out there. So I'm just going to provide a little bit of background and moving forward here. So obviously going into the survey, there were some questions about what kind of impact did this last winter have, in particular when we think back to March and April, especially you folks up there in the Northeast. It wasn't a very pleasant time. And certainly can have those type of conditions can also be very impactful on wildlife populations as well. So just knowing what those conditions were, we anticipated probably a higher than normal mortality on pheasants and even other critters up there just because of those conditions. Then as the summer progressed, we, for some odd reason, the spigot seemed to remain running, and we had a lot of water and a lot of rain in many parts of the state, and quite honestly all across the state, and what those might have potential impacts had. Number one, obviously, the rainfall created great habitat conditions, a lot of habitat and vegetation growth out there, which was fantastic from a nesting standpoint, and then ultimately this time of the year for that brood rearing standpoint. So that those were all positive things. Also what came into play then with all the moisture and rain were a lot of cropland that flat out did not get planted this year. There's been multiple figures thrown out there, but well over 3 million acres across the state, in particular in the eastern part of the state, did not get planted this year. And some of those fields right now when you go by them are probably with some of the best pheasant habitat that one could find out there. And so there was a lot of different things going on from an environmental standpoint this particular year. So we did the brood survey again August 1 through 15. As the results came in, as in the report, it showed from a statewide basis of the pheasants per mile index. Again, I want to stress that is an index. It talks about what this year is compared to last year. It's not talking about what our abundance of pheasant, what's the density of pheasants. It's an index. But the results showed on a statewide basis being down in the number being down 17%. You know, and as we looked at those things, consideration of all those factors out there, during the survey routes, we had some of the actual survey routes that were impassable in some sections because of high water levels. We had several roadside ditches that had a lot of water in it just from flooding that normally isn't there. And then, as I just mentioned a few moments ago, a lot of agricultural fields that weren't planted that very likely and very possible that some of those birds weren't actually even coming out to the roadsides to dry off when those surveys were being conducted because there was likely some open ground out in those unplanted agricultural fields. So the bottom line is there was likely some more variability in some of those things that existed this year than what we normally see when we do the pheasant roadside brood survey. So when we look at all that, even though the number comes back being down, when you look at it conceptually, honestly, there's probably no difference, and we're probably in a similar boat that we were the last couple of years from the standpoint of the brood survey itself. Now, on an optimistic side, we are hearing people saying, you know, that are out and about on the land in certain locations saying, and we're hearing comments, we're seeing more birds this year than we were last year. And that may not necessarily hold true in every single location, but we're certainly hearing some of those responses. Several events that we had this year that I didn't mention, although related to the significant rainfall, and it occurs every year, we have local areas of extreme hail events too. And those are usually very localized. Those typically don't, you know, have an impact on 3-4 countywide basis, but in a very local spot, they certainly can. And so one of the things that we always encourage pheasant hunters to do, because obviously there's such a network in the heritage that we always talk about pheasant hunting, you know, people go hunt public land, but a lot of people hunt private land, and it's with family, friends, and people and relationships they developed in many parts of the state. One of the things that we always encourage people to do is talk to those local landowners that you hunt with, or talk to the local people that you know, see what they're hearing firsthand. I mean, because those things could be different than what the overall survey results show or an individual survey route. So it's always good to touch base with those folks, because those things can vary from a local level to a local level. Bottom line, we anticipate being very similar to last year. On the flip side, we have some optimism too, because of those various habitat components out there. We might have some areas that bird numbers are actually up very nicely from last year in some local areas. And so that's exciting to hear some of those comments that we're getting from the public. So bottom line, we're looking forward to the pheasant hunting season. It should be a good fall. There will be some interesting hunts out there, I think, just from the standpoint of a lot of those agricultural fields that did not get planted, depending on what those farmers are able to do with those fields yet this fall. Those folks, and talking to Commissioner Whitmire last night in our conversation about pheasant hunting, there's going to be some areas where corn did get in, but it was later, and so what is that going to mean for a later harvest of some of those corn that is out there? And so there's all those different variables that are going to come into play this coming pheasant hunting season. And at the end of the day, there's still going to be plentiful birds for people to pursue. There's going to be some fantastic hunts out there. I would offer to say in some locations you're going to have to hunt a little bit harder just because of some of those circumstances. And what we will also look forward to is what this precipitation, what it did for habitat, what that means going into the future. And so when we look at overall, again, we want to focus everybody too on habitat and continue to think about habitat, the long-term efforts that we all need to be part of. And I'm not just saying all the folks in this room, but across the state and our cooperating partners out there, to continue to work on habitat that can benefit wildlife but can also fit within those operations of landowners and farmers out there on the landscape. So, Mr. Chair, I'd sure try to answer any questions you folks might have. Secretary Hepler, if there's anything else you'd like to add. But we're excited about the pheasant season. And it's always as we slowly approach that fall hunting.
Any questions, comments, Secretary Hepler?
Just quickly, I mean, the bottom line is we're the best hunting pheasant capital of the world. We hunt here, and this is our tradition. I can't imagine any place else if I was going to go hunting, besides hunting here for pheasants, and whether the number is 17% or 16%. And, you know, we are trying to come up with something that actually is a little more meaningful for the hunters, because we get wrapped around the 17%. And that's really, it's not really measurable of anything. There's a lot of variability. When you roll these averages up, what's that really mean? Because I think you said it, Tom, what people are looking at is on a local level. So if you go on those brood tables, we're looking what it means out of Watertown, maybe, versus what it means that, you know, right, you know, live in Pierre. And that's what people are kind of focusing on. Those long-term trends are important to us to tell us how we're doing as a state for habitat production or pheasant production. I think those are important to do. But it's also important to let hunters know this is what we think the harvest is going to potentially be. And so, you know, we're trying to wean people out of this 17%, because if it's down, then we get criticized. You're trying to, you know, you don't understand. You're trying to knock down our business in the state. That isn't the case at all. I mean, first of all, the numbers are the numbers. But we want to put it in a form that people understand what those really mean. But we've actually created this situation and created this, you know, you have to get it out. And so we're part of the concern here. So we're trying to figure out a better way to transmit this information to you and talk about the variability of the information, what that means. But, you know, when you talk about this, I'm hearing a lot of people like here are telling me how good the pheasants are, seeing a lot of numbers of pheasants around. In other areas, those last two storms, I mean, on a local level, were pretty damaging. But the habitat is really there. But the other thing we should mention, grouse hunting this year should be very good. And I think we talked to some of our, you know, commissioners from the west side. I mean, once we get through all the sweet clover and that, can find the things, I think there's been quite a few birds out there. And I think we're seeing good even grouse numbers on the east side of the river. So I know my dog Marty and I are looking forward to the season opening here. So, you know, people are listening to this. Come stay to South Dakota. You know, come spend your money. Leave your money behind. And even biking fans will allow those people to come to the state. So thank you.
Any other questions, comments? Not. Thank you, Tom. So.